That's why I want to see what the investigation of last weekend shows before I really then give a commentary on it. I want to see what that investigation shows. Like, did he actually have to go through a protocol? Did he pass a protocol? Was it actually a back injury? I mean, it didn't look good. That's what I want to know first. When it comes to injuries, right, what's interesting is that everyone thinks the coach has a lot of power on injuries. They have about the least amount of power when it comes to injuries.
Yes, that is definitely false.
So it comes down to three people: doctor, trainer, usually in combination, and then the player. So there are two types of players that do become difficult for doctors and trainers to deal with. One is the gung-ho, I'm playing no matter what guy. And that's difficult for them to deal with because they've got to pull them aside like, hey, look, this is what's best. You're not playing. And I'm not going to clear you to play. And they, you know, I want to get back out there. I can do what I can do. I can make it. And, you know, no, you can't make it. You're gonna have to, it's better for you to sit out this week, and we're going to sit you. Okay? Now, the second person that's difficult for training staff and medical staff to deal with is the one where they sit down and they look at it and go, no, I have to say this. These are extremely unimpressive x-rays. Yeah, but I still feel it doesn't quite feel right. It's, I got a twinge, you know. And again, because the player says that, guess what happens? Does the player play? No. The player has veto power. Now then it's up, you know. Now finally, when it gets to the coach and everybody says, yeah. Okay. Well, now it is up to the coach on a coach's decision as to whether they're playing said player or not. They can say, no, I know you're clear, but I'm not going to play him. They can do that. Mike Tomlin did that once with Ryan Clark, I think.
Yeah, with the sickle cell in Denver.
Yeah. And, you know, that was his call. That's the call he made. Everybody respected him for it. Okay. Right? So, I mean, but that's after everybody else checked the box and said yes, and yes. Okay. Well, the final one is the yes or no from the coach. Okay. And that's, you know, and that's how it works. But before I deliver any, this is beyond the pale. Because as soon as he was being flung, I mean, I didn't even wait. I'm like, oh, this is going to be bad. All right, you could just tell just by the way he was flung to the turf. Like, I thought that was a little... I was surprised it wasn't flagged, to be honest with you. Because it was really aggressive, I thought. And then to see him, like, jeez. But I want to see what the independent investigation shows first about last weekend, to have any proper commentary on what happened last night. I frustrate you that I'm too conservative in these regards. I understand that.
Well, I find your point about being surprised it wasn't flagged interesting, because I was thinking the same thing. Like, I was mildly surprised that there wasn't a flag thrown either. And nobody really brought that up on the broadcast from the bits and pieces I saw after that.
I just thought, not because he got hurt, even if he wasn't hurt, I thought when he was in the process of throwing him, like, I remember exactly, I was like, well, that's aggressive. Right? And then he hit his head and went, oh, he's not getting up from that. So... But let's see what the independent investigation about last weekend's Bills-Dolphins game says first. Then it would allow me to give a better feel about what happened last night. In the typical talk show world, where like nobody leaves the studio ever and has no knowledge, and I'm not kidding about that, right? People are expected to deliver. Yeah, I ought to be fired. And this person, No. Let's just slow down. Let's see what the other thing says first. Then it'll unlock the door as to what the real commentary should be about what happened last night. That's how I'm approaching it. Things have to be in. I'm surprised we don't have that done yet. I'm surprised that didn't take a couple of days and then that was it. But
because they didn't think that this injury was going to happen last night.
Well, I don't know. I mean, even if he's playing Sunday, I'd want to know. There's a sense of urgency that he's playing on Thursday night. You want to have it cleared up, isn't it?
There is, yeah. But if you got that urgency to clear him, then you should have with it should come the investigation.
Because this is something I want to point out, though. All right? Obviously, I know Wayne Sebastianelli. I've known him for almost 30 years. And Greg Billy, these are the two Penn State doctors, and Andy Muttenham, the football trainer here at Penn State. You know what's really important to them? Their integrity. Are you going to put your professional reputation on the line to clear a guy to win a football game?
Bingo.
That's why I'm saying be careful about how far everybody goes with the Tua thing until the investigation is done, because people do have their own integrity on the line here. And at NFL games, there are independent spotters that have the ability at any time to pull a player out of a game if they have any question. And it's happened. Guy's gone back to the locker room. He's gone back to the locker room. They must have thought they saw something. And they have to go through all the protocols. So they do have that in place. And I am not in any way, shape, or form defending the league. I'm telling you what the protocols are. And if Wayne Sebastianelli says a guy can't go, then there's no question the guy can't go. Have there been times where Wayne has said to me any time over the last 30 years, he can go, but he says he's not quite right? Right? That's where Wayne and I have had the old running joke, and it's Wayne. It's Wayne's actually the one that says this to me. I said, how is he? He says, Steve, he's got extremely unimpressive x-rays. You know? But the player says he doesn't feel right. Guess what happens when the player says that? Player can't go. Coach can't force him in there. Hey, the doctor says you're clear, you're playing. No, it doesn't feel right. Player can't go. That is actually how the system works. Now, did the system not work on this one? I don't know. That's why I want to see the investigation first, then make a commentary on it.